getting audio? I think it should be set, right?
Yeah, it's getting audio for sure.
Okay, cool. Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me actually? Like,
I can't.
I think I'm gonna raise it. I need to talk kind of like directly into it, because I feel like sometimes whenever I'm listening to the audio, it sounds like a little.
There you go.
Don't be too shy. You know what I mean? Don't be too shy into it. Like.
Like talking.
Like even like right talk, here.
Like.
Yeah, like you see right here.
I think I'll put it away.
Nice.
Are you already recording?
Yeah, it's already recording.
So like, do we start right now?
Yeah, we can start right now. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
All right, bro. Well, it's good seeing you, dog.
Always, man. Always good seeing you too, man.
Cheers.
Cheers. Salud. Salud.
How you been, bro?
Good, man. Good, good. Just had some breakfast right now.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, at brunch pretty much, right? Patino Eats collabed with this Instagram page, HTXBJJ.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. they collab, so content coming soon. So keep an eye out.
Follow them on Instagram, Patino Eats, and HTXBJJ. You know, it's been a while since last podcast.
It's been a couple months. It was before the it was before September that we recorded, because I remember we unboxed our gi, the blue gi.
Oh yeah.
And we did an unboxing. It was funny because I just got the laundry out, you know.
And bro, like that video, we haven't done anything with Patreon guys.
Oh yeah, I know, and they paid for it too. So like, don't think we're pocketing your money, guys. You know.
Content's coming soon. You know, we gotta be a little bit more consistent. We know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're working on there for sure. Definitely.
You know? But soon, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah, for sure. Yeah, we didn't record a podcast. I think it was like before September, because we had a competition September, the 11th, I believe.
Yeah.
Or 13th. It was around September, I believe. And that was whenever, I think like a month and a half before that is whenever we recorded it, because we had the. The unboxing, remember whenever you got your bloogie?
The bloogie.
Yeah, so it's been a while. it's been a while. And yeah, man, shit. What would you say has happened since then?
Well, okay, so we've been training now for 7 months.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And how do you feel? Like
within 7 months?
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel like, you know, I could do a couple of submissions. Not like a bunch, but maybe like some basic stuff, you know what I mean? Like a good old armbar. I always call it the conventional armbar. It's the armbar where like you have they're pretty much laying on their back. You have their arm, your legs over them. You know,
yeah,
like flat position. I call that the
for
conventional.
Mess mount?
Yeah, for mess mount, pretty much. Yeah, right. For mess mount. You know, other submissions too. Maybe like a couple handful, but overall, like jiu-jitsu wise, I feel like way better than, you know, obviously 7 months ago, right? Yeah,
bro, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, bro, like, even, like, I think, like, I can beat my competition self from, you know, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
From the, what was it called? New breed?
Yeah, new breed.
Like, if I had to compete against that Emiliano, bro, I whoop that dude's ass.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. you whoop your own self, man.
Hell yeah.
That's good. No, that's how it should be. You could always, you should always be able to beat your old self, right?
Yeah, always, like, working on improving yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, what's it called? This week we've been doing some takedowns. I feel like if we just really grasp information that we get from this week, that would play well on like the next competition.
And you know, like professor says, start standing.
Yeah, start standing. Yeah, that's another political thing we could talk about. What do you think about that? Like, what are your thoughts on you know, not trying to get too political wise, but yeah. Standing or no standing, kneeling or not, you know what I mean?
what the fuck is he talking about?
Just bringing the connection in, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kneel for sure. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Nah, you know how like the footballs and all that shit? Nah, I just brought a connection, like guard or not guard, pulling guard or not guard, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Kneeling doesn't seem like that to me, didn't seem like being disrespectful.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Kneeling? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, it didn't, yeah. People just like to stir the pot a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Heck, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, this is pretty much our politic. You pull guard or you don't. You stand or you start from the knees.
You want to be one of those guys?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. In my opinion, I feel like a lot of people pull guard, man, from what I've seen.
Bro, I was running against Chad today.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I couldn't take him down. So okay. I was just like, you know what, Chad? I'm gonna be one of those guys.
You told him?
Yeah.
That's funny. I think a good time to pull guard is like whenever the opponent. Well, I don't know even if that's good too. I was gonna say if the opponent is really like fucking huge and you just can't get him down. But then you got to think about it. If he's fucking huge and big,
he's gonna be on top of you.
He's gonna be on top of you. So like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like wrestling a fucking boulder, you know.
Yeah, but you know, like we could like pull him, like pull guard.
Yeah.
And do that the butterfly. The
sweep, oh yeah, you sweep today. Him over. Yeah, sweep him over. But you got to make sure the sweep is good. If not, he'll collapse on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think I really like the takedown aspect of it just because of, you know, you could fucking just flop somebody or whatever.
Bro, you know, like, also since last time,
uh-huh.
We've taken some MMA classes.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man.
And, shit, that's a completely different animal, bro.
Oh, yeah, cardio is different for sure. I got beat up pretty good, man.
Same.
Like, I think, obviously, fucking... Oh, yeah, we can cuss, yeah. It's all good. Like, we got to ask, can we, you know?
Yeah, yeah, let's ask, you know, hey, is it cool? All right, they say yeah.
Maybe once, not even if we get, like, some, you know, once we get our sponsors, they're going to be chill about it, you know, with us and stuff.
Liquid but, Dead.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, the MMA classes are pretty dope. They're, you know, like the Tuesdays or the Thursdays. The Tuesdays one over there, the guys at Mo City, man.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Mo City guys. You know, all the got to show love to the Asians. They're all Asian over there. They're related too, man. All of them except for Paul.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking sick. Like, you got a deadly ass family and shit. You know what I mean?
The new Gracie family.
Yeah, literally, man. I don't know what their last name is, but you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know what their last name is, but yeah, it's definitely a deadly family, man. Okay. You know?
Goals.
They've been in some fights. Some of them training to fight. It's training to kill, you know what I mean? Like, whenever we're there training, Paul's like, he's like, keep your head up, man. He's like, my guys, they see your head going down, they're going to need the fuck out of you. He's like, I train my guys to kill. I was like, fuck, I was getting my ass beat, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but I like it, though, you know? Like, that's what you got to, you know, you're training to kill, right? You know, you're fighting. You're not just going to be half-assing it, you know? Well, I mean, it's sparring, you know? You know, I'm pretty sure they weren't going like a thousand, yeah, right? Yeah. But, you know, they'll definitely give you a good... you know, the phrase, they'll give you a good run for your money.
Yeah, bro. Especially because, you know, like, people, like, that go train, you know, they also have to go to work and, you know, they have to make time for training. So, like, be a good training partner, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, always.
Yeah. Because then if not, you're going to work fucking beat up, you know? You still want to go, like, to the, I guess, the rest of your day, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Well, I was kind of saying, like, be a good training partner, like, you know, like, I don't know, bro. Like I was thinking about this a while back,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking how if like give it your best shot like during training because so that everybody can have a good like learn good, you know?
Yeah.
Like
give them a good resistance.
Just be a good training partner. I don't know. Like try to. I'm saying like a lot, but
don't be eager.
Hmm.
Is that what you mean? What do you mean?
I don't know.
What makes a good training partner? I think that's a really good question right there.
Yeah. What do you think makes a good training partner?
What makes a good training partner is that I'd say both of y'all would probably go equally, like number of reps and stuff like that. And if you notice that like your training partner is like, I guess maybe struggling with like a certain position or whatnot, be like, oh, do this, man, do this, or you know what I mean. And then you'll tell them whether that's like a grip, a sweep, a push, a pull, you know. One of the whatever ranges of motion or whatnot, kind of like you guide them or whatever, and then if they do it good, you're like, hell yeah, you get it, keep going, and then you know once they get it, they're like, oh yeah. Hell yeah, man, do it again, you know?
Yeah,
like that and shit like that. Yeah, like an example, it was yesterday I was with fucking Trong and I couldn't. He's like, you're falling on your ass, man. Like literally, yeah. I was like, I feel it, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm trying to. There was that one takedown towards the end, and he's like. Straighten one leg and then drop to your knee. And then I was really trying to do it. I was like, shit, I don't know if I'm that flexible. But then I started, like, drilling it. Like, we stopped, like, you know, like, doing the takedown. And he was just showing me the movement. Like, this is how you should be falling. I'm like, all right, cool. So then I started doing that. And then it felt funny because whenever I was doing it, I'm like, oh, okay, like this. He's like, yeah, man. I always say, like, I felt like a kid. Like, I was just literally, like, just learning how to fall on my butt. But then at the same time you fall on your butt, you're supposed to...
A twist?
Yeah, twist. Like if you're doing like a Russian twist, you know, to one side, and then that way your opponent falls, you fall on top of your opponent. He's gonna fall first, and then you're on top, rather than I fall on my ass and then set the hooks from there, because you know, it'll be a more dominant position if you're on top. You know, they fall first and you get on top.
Yeah. Also, like yesterday, I was kind of late to train, so I only showed up for the last one.
Yeah,
like
for the last drill.
Drill, right? So yeah. I partnered with Daniel.
Okay.
And
yeah,
like
yeah.
Daniel, like he's an example of a good training partner.
Yeah.
Like, he caught me up like real quick. You know?
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
Like, all right, bro. So we're doing this. You know, we're starting from
Yesterday we were doing.
From like grab the bag and grab an arm. And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You know, like single leg.
Yeah, you grab the back. Well, from what I remember, from what I took notes on, we were doing the first thing you do is you do a hip throw. You do a hip throw.
But they defend.
Yeah, they defend it. You know, they hip into it. They bridge. They bridge. It's like a standing bridge, right? And then from there, you since you failed on the hip throw, you transition to a single leg. And then you do the single leg. You do the long step. You know, take them down. If they're resisting too much on that, bring the momentum forward, slip your head
out.
Yeah, slip your head underneath, behind their arm, their tricep, and take the back from there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have the back, you really want to hang though, right?
Yeah.
You really want to hang.
And push forward.
Yeah, really hang and push forward. And then whenever they try to counter, like, you know, they'll drop their hips or just try to be heavy.
They try to stop.
They try to stop you in general. That's whenever you do the little Russian twisting.
So falling. When I was doing that,
mm-hmm.
I felt like I was doing it wrong because I was also like falling. Like I felt I was falling weird.
Yeah, yeah.
So I asked Daniel. I was like, bro, like I don't know. I feel like I'm doing something wrong, you know. And then he told me like right away. He was like, yeah, I think you're not letting go of the grip.
Okay.
So like
you're
I was
not letting go?
I was falling on my hand.
Oh.
Like, with him on top. Top of my arm. So like
yeah, your left
me
one, right?
Coming up was a little harder. Because, like, he was falling on top of me, and my arm was getting trapped under
him. Yeah, and you had to get it out.
Yeah. So, like, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I saw what he meant. And
yeah.
then, like, we tried it out, and then, yeah, like, I could tell the difference right away.
Okay. You know? Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's little stuff like that, that they pay attention to what you're doing, and then they're not just, like, you know, just being, like, you know, like a dummy, you know? Like, they're actually, like, seeing what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, they're giving you feedback.
Yeah, they're paying attention.
Know?
Like,
yeah.
oh, this or, yeah, yeah. Correcting almost or not, yeah, correcting or just they're catching on what should be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because you
or,
could.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, yeah. A certain like because there's certain tips to it. And then you could even like learn a certain move and then add some certain movements, you know, kind of like, you know, you add your own sauce to it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're cooking spaghetti, but does everyone like red sauce or white sauce? You know, some people are pesto, some people don't like sauce. But at the end of the day, it's pasta, you know.
Facts.
So yeah, at the end of the day, it's that move,
Patino
that
eats, bro.
That sweep. Yeah, man. We can correlate everything to food, man. Food is love, food is energy, food is fuel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hell yeah, no, yeah, that's good. A good training partner. So he was really helping you. What's it called? Like just noticing like a certain pattern, right?
Yeah.
Noticing like what needed to be done in order to do the next
step. Make that move better. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. To make
maybe
you
not better, but like do it correctly.
Yeah, yeah. Or like to do like a certain reaction.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. Heck yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, takedowns, man.
Bro, fucking takedowns.
I like it. Well, what do you think about it? About takedowns?
Necessary,
uh-huh,
for sure.
Oh yeah, especially because even for a smaller guy to take down a bigger person, like I was training with Trong and he was out here fucking throwing me over his shoulder and shit, you know?
That's what professor says, you know, like jiu-jitsu, it's the myth that a smaller person can beat a larger person.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So like Trong is the proof of the myth.
Yeah, he's the proof of the myth. Yeah, hell yeah. So I need to body some 250 pound guy or girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't judge.
Discriminate over here.
Yeah, we don't discriminate, man. They could all get the smoke.
Facts.
So equal rights, equal fights, you know?
Hey.
Hell yeah. Speaking about that, would you fight a bigger person?
For sure. Why not?
Would you fight a bigger opposite sex?
I mean, depends on the circumstance.
Same circumstance as the male.
Well, I mean, I'm not just going to go up to somebody and just start fighting them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Jocko says to always walk away.
Always walk away?
First.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, smart, because, you know, there's a lot of legal, there's a lot of shit that could happen. You never know. Homie could have a knife in his waist. He could have a gun. You know, we're in Texas, right? So, like, you got that constitutional carry now. So, anyone can carry now. Anyone who's 21 and of age that could legally buy a handgun, yeah, you can carry and stuff like that. So, but yeah, fighting. What do you think of it? What do you think of fighting?
In general, or, like what part of fighting?
Yeah, just, like, in general. Like, what do you think?
Shit.
Like, just think of the word fighting.
Fighting.
Yeah. What is fighting? What is fighting?
Two people or more arguing.
Arguing, okay.
About a subject. It could be physical.
Okay.
It could be verbal.
Okay.
It could be mental, maybe?
Mental? Yeah, fighting. Yeah, fighting could be a lot of
fighting. You could be fighting internally. Like, you know, like your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
I guess fighting could be... Bro, I'm too dumb for this conversation. Fighting could be, I don't know, an argument, I guess.
Fighting, what?
Two different thoughts colliding into each other.
Okay, like good and bad, yin and yang. Fire versus water. Two different elements. Two different elements, you know.
How do you see fighting?
When I think of fighting, I think of a necessity. Like, fighting has always been here throughout time. There's always been fights. Like, everything has been fought for, whether that's land, power, position. I'm just naming shit now. Title, position, food. Like, yeah, like, think about it. Back in the ancestral days, like colonization and shit, you know, like, fucking they fought, bro, like this is mine, like, nah, the fuck, like, we're here, well, shit, whoever's a stronger force really settles that. So fighting is always, is this a natural thing, is it's nature. Fighting is nature, really. It's it's kill or be killed, right?
Yeah.
And the way I look at it is that goddamn that painting. He's like, oh, that's our listeners right here listening to us, you know.
He's about to fight someone.
Yeah, literally. He's like, oh, I'm gonna do it to him, bet. But yeah, no, when I think of fighting, I think of kind of like previous like history, like you could go about it by like the Greeks, just war, people fighting over position, power, food, land,
love.
Yeah, oh, that's my girl, you know, like, It's one person's growing, like, there's gonna, like don't fight for women, you know?
Hell yeah.
Don't fight for women, you know? Now, I guess this is less common or whatnot. It's just, we're in a different society.
Unless you're Andrew Tate.
Yeah, unless you're Andrew Tate, you know?
Well, I don't know. He can just get anybody, I guess.
No, yeah. A motherfucker like him, yeah, just fucking head kick to the face, right? We'll kick someone in the face.
Like Ben, yeah, maybe.
Boom, drop him and stuff. But yeah, no, fighting, I think it's nature is just like, look at animals, bro. Like a lion killing a gazelle. I mean, obviously they're not like throwing hands and stuff, but like that gazelle could use its horns and stab the lion, you know. But like, they're not really, well, that's instinctively, really, because you don't see animals. No, I mean, nah. I was gonna say you don't see animals training to kill, but you do, right? Because whenever a lion or a,
I mean, their training is the actual fighting.
Their training is the actual fighting. Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, maybe, like, two bears going at it? Like, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, like, they're not really going to class and training, you know? They're just fucking seeing who's going to fucking survive.
Yeah, and they're not thinking. They're just doing, yeah. You know? They're not thinking. They're just doing. And, yeah, just two fucking bears just going at it and mauling each other. And I feel... You think that after that fight... Okay, let's say... Because not every fight, one person has to die, you know? Because what fighting could really be is just over dominating, setting your position.
Yeah.
Like whoever like loses, they're like, you know, like that bear just took
time
over.
Time to drink.
Yeah, time to drink. Yeah. That bear just took over that dude's territory, you know, or fucking whatever. Like that bear is like, this is my place. And then the other one is going to test his authority.
Yeah.
Then the fighting. You know, the one bear doesn't have to die at all the times, but that bear lost the actual, like, battle. And he's like, damn. So now he goes and has to find somewhere else to live. And that bear took over that little region.
Mm-hmm.
And then in acts of that, they're, that's
damn,
pretty much.
That's a fight over territory, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? That's what I was connecting it back into the I'm butchering the word colonization, where like how like an example for Mexico, the Spaniards went to Mexico, and the Mexico were natives, right? There were the Aztecs, the Mayans. Those are the main two that I know. There was like four. I know there was like four big ones, but the Aztecs and the Mayans were like the strong, like, you know, the most biggest ones, right? And the Aztecs were more war oriented. They'd always be training and stuff, but that's just what I think of fighting is just you're protecting. Fighting is protecting too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, like fighting is protecting too. Like you're protecting your family, your cubs. You know, you're a bear. You're protecting your cubs. You know, you're not gonna let another fucking thing just eat them, bitches. You know, because it's savage out there. You're fighting for like this is where we live, and I'm not gonna let them hurt my cubs. Like a mama bear, you don't want to fuck with a mama bear. You know. They're the most aggressive, especially a grizzly bear. Or I think the black bears are more aggressive. What do you think? Black or is it grizzly?
I think grizzly.
You think grizzly?
Female bear for sure.
Yeah, female for sure. Female bear for sure. So, like, to answer the question, fighting is all of those. Yeah. Fighting is all of those. That's from what I've seen.
Guys, let us know what you think about fighting.
What are your thoughts?
What are y'all's thoughts?
Do you recommend it?
Follow us on Instagram at the No Name Podcast. Just fucking send us DMs, guys. Be like, I think fighting is ...
Yeah.
And we'll go through the messages. We'll read them out. Give y'all shout outs and shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. I really like the past. And that's why, and then this could even tie it into to like the training that we do. In a way, it's martial art. It's a form of fighting. And back in the day, you know, like during the wars and stuff, some countries were more trained than others, and then they were more successful.
Every move we're learning,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like invented like a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, we're like learning history.
Yeah,
kind of.
We're learning history. You know? Heck yeah. And then keeping it going, because
future generations.
Yeah, in times like this, so like to tie it in back to fighting, right? Like, you know how you were saying that we're learning history and stuff. Back then, it was more common for men to be in physical endurances and sports and just overall life.
Being more manly.
Yeah, be more manly. Yeah, because back then, you know, like that's how there wasn't no fucking, you know, have no TVs, all this.
Bro, you know, it's like what you said about us going to Target today?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, what I said at Target? Because after training, we went to go. I was like, do you want to come back to my house? I was like, I'll make some breakfast, and then we could, you know, go about our day, do the podcast. Oh, yeah. And then I told him, I was like, whenever I was finishing the plate, and I handed him the plate, I was like, shit, back then, you know, you hunted your food, you ate what you hunted, and I'm like, well, I cooked what I bought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I cooked what I bought, which is funny, but yeah, man, yeah, back then they were just more savages, more manly. That's how just life was. And then as time goes on by, we just get more civilized, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Joe Rogan says hard times make harder men. Hard men make easy times. Easy times make soft men. Soft men make hard times.
Yeah. What cycle you think we're on right now?
Shit, soft men.
You think we're on soft men right now?
Hard times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Look at our president, bro.
Right? Would you think we're in hard times right now or no?
I think so.
Like as a nation?
Well, I think just like the people running the world are soft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I've heard that. I saw this one dude. He was saying that hard times could be hard right now, but shit, times ain't hard for me. He's like, I'm still doing the same shit I've been doing, you know?
Yeah.
Whatnot. Stuff like that.
It's just like it depends, because, you know, like the people that are in control
mm-hmm.
of the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not the best people possible, you know, or like the best version of men, you know, like to be ruling.
The best version of men to be, yeah, yeah. From what standpoint though, you think they shouldn't be qualified as a man to be ruling, or what do you think?
Maybe just like how they grew up and how they got to that position, Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, they haven't been, you know, like, bro, like, if more people train,
yeah,
I feel like they would change, mm-hmm. like, it would change their personality.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, and
for the better?
Yeah, for the better, because I feel like that's happened to me. And, bro, I've only been, we've been only doing it for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, bro, like.
Almost had a kid. Two yeah. more to go. Two more to go. Had a little baby.
Pop that baby, the jiu-jitsu baby out. 2 more months, bro.
Yeah. Heck yeah. And yeah, for 7 months, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
You think it'll be, you think you said it'll be it'll make a better person?
I think so.
Better person?
Just because. In what aspect? You know, like, because it. Getting beat up, bro, every mm-hmm. day.
Yeah.
Like, affects your ego.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, those people that are in charge, I'm pretty sure, like, their ego is like, oh, like, y'all can't do shit to me, you know? Like, I'm unstoppable. I'm powerful. And
what people? Just anyone?
Like, the Illuminati people.
Okay. So, like, know? The like, higher, bro, like, the higher-ups or whatever.
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't even know their names, but, like, people controlling the... Like the president and like, you know, like
the Billies of the world.
Yeah.
the big brothers. Big brothers. Yeah. Yeah, it's a better big brother.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Like what the 1984 is that what it's about? Big brother and all that?
Yeah. I read 1984, pretty good book.
You read the book, it's pretty good. I remember they made us read it for high school, but I don't remember too much of it. Yeah, I don't remember too much of it.
It's shit that I don't know, bro. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but mm-hmm. I feel like that book.
Yeah. Woke people.
Has.
Predicted.
Is saying a lot of things that's happened.
Okay. And that's going to happen.
Like that it's happening like right now, you know?
For real? Like yeah, what's one thing like, that's happening right now?
Just the way they talk about like the news.
Okay. Oh, like know, certain, like, pushing certain agendas and
yeah.
wanting you to hear what they want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this video of, like, I think it was a governor. I'm not too sure.
Okay.
He went on a date with this one girl.
Ooh,
and
okay.
And this girl, she was, like, not like a spy, but, like, kind of, you know?
Okay.
And
she was scheming up on him.
It might have been, like, a news anchor or something.
Okay. A new, okay. Yeah.
And,
yeah. Oh, yeah. They be getting some fine news anchor women, bro.
But it was a guy.
Oh,
it was a guy.
Was he handsome?
I don't know. I just heard it.
Okay.
But continue. He was saying... He was like, yeah, right now we're pushing this COVID narrative. And then.
Yeah.
And then whenever it's done, we're going to start talking about or we're going to start pushing the climate change.
Mm.
Like, and then she asked, like, who decides this? And then the guy.
Who asked?
The girl.
The girl asked the
yeah.
governor?
Yeah. Or the news anchor, whatever the fuck. I don't know what he was.
Okay.
And then he was just like, oh, you know, there's people that, you know, are in charge and decide mm-hmm. what we're going to start talking about.
Okay.
You know, like, and bro, like, even like now, like, when you watch the news, have you seen those clips where like all the news anchors are talking about the same shit?
Yeah.
You know, like, they're just reading the same script,
like word for word. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen that one video where it's like all the screens are like played
mm-hmm.
pretty much the same
and
exact.
They're all saying the same thing.
Yeah, they're synchronized so well, and yeah, same exact script and shit like that, just on different cities and different. So
yeah,
everyone's pretty much getting fed the same. The same shit, more or less.
Because
right?
I feel like it used to be like, you know, like you could trust kind of like your local news.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah,
you know, but now mm-hmm. there's proof, you know, that like it's everybody's hearing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like that video, like, yeah, like the little video. Yeah, if you look at it, it's just, well, why do you think they'd be pushing the same? Why would it be?
To control the masses.
To control the masses?
So that they can, you know, like, so that you can keep the people. Under control, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I think.
No, for sure. Yeah, and then there was, I don't know what it was, but it was saying, it pretty much ties along the same, what's it called, the same thing he was saying that, I don't know, we could even learn a lot from even, first thing that came to my mind was Hitler right now.
Okay.
Such a weird thing, right, yeah. Hitler? Because even he knows how to control people, bro. Like, just look at how he influenced people. His position of power, I think, could make people feel that if they were like almost useless under attack, and that he was like quote unquote the savior, he was the right person to have authority over mm-hmm. them. You know, he's like, I think what more or less it was like, he makes a certain scenario, that people would ask would be pretty much begging for help. And then he just took that as an opportunity, which I don't know. He planned it in a way. It wasn't that he just saw weak people. Like, he probably went up there, did some shit, stirred up the pot. People are panicking. And then he knew that was going to happen. And then that'd be his, like, maybe his opportunity to, like, you know, take power or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think, at least. Oh, shit. I'll just do this. Give me one sec.
I mean,
let's go exit.
Hitler, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see, like, I would like to learn German to, like, understand what the fuck he was talking. Like, what he was, like, you know, saying when he's, like, those videos when he's just screaming, like, to, like, you know, like, in front of, like, thousands of people, bro.
Homie was yelling. Yeah.
Bro, like, I want to hear what the fuck he was saying. Why the people resonate with
his words. Why were they cheering afterwards, yeah, right? Like, applauding. And
yeah, yeah. Like, I want to understand, like, their thinking or his thinking even, you know, like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have you seen his autobiography? His book that he wrote? Mm. I haven't seen it either, but one of my. It was funny. I mean, I'm being honest, I haven't read it either. Yeah. What one of my teachers, he said that was a really good book. A teacher in school told me a book about Hitler was a good book.
Shit, yeah, that's a good teacher, bro.
Fuck yeah, that's an actual teacher, right? That's not like no commercial shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially with the teachers these days, which would you say that teachers are in the same page as the news?
I think so, because, you know, like, a teacher has to follow a certain, you know, criteria. Like, yeah, but, like, they also, you know, like, especially public schools.
Okay.
You know, they have to, like, teach the same thing. Because, like, let's say, like, if you go into, like, Falls, right, and then you switch to Ridge, you're still going to follow the same thing. They're not going to be learning something completely different. You know, it's,
yeah.
They're following the same.
I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, I know what you mean. They're following the same overall book, right?
Yeah.
Same overall book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's another word, but
yeah. That's the best way I could put it.
Yeah.
Like, in a way. Okay, so like, that's beautiful right there, man. In a way, jiu-jitsu. All these jiu-jitsu schools. At the end of the day, we're still learning jiu-jitsu, just different views.
Yeah. I think. And it's not like, you know, like professor talks to another professor like, hey. What are you going to teach at your school today? Oh, okay, yeah, let me follow that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but in schools, like, they are.
Yeah, because they're ran by the
government is telling them.
Public schools, so government funded.
Yeah.
Taxes.
And then.
Funded by us.
Bro, and by the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
these kids are getting taught what, like, the government wants them to know.
Yeah, what they want them to know. Yeah.
It's hell like, yeah. They said that they were going to stop, like, teaching them about, like, slavery, right?
They were going to stop?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, I guess, but, like, who decides that?
Yeah, Billy's big brother, right?
Yeah.
You think,
I think so.
You think that's beneficial, for an example, like, something as slavery, you know, because for some people, for certain people, you know, it was, I'm pretty sure, like, it gets to some people's, like, that, like, their self-esteem, like, knowing that their ancestors were, like, just tormented and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think it would be beneficial to take that away from schools, like, as learning it, or do you think that's bad?
Well,
because it, like, is history, right?
Yeah.
In a way. It happened, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so, like, where are they going to start, like, fucking history from?
Yeah, where are they going
to
start history,
like, how
from?
Come they get to choose what's important and what's not important? You know?
Yeah.
Like, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're are they trying to, like, rewrite history?
Yeah.
You know? That happened in 1984.
What happened?
Like, the book.
They tried to, oh, okay.
Like, they started, like, rewriting history. Like,
really?
I remember in the book, they were saying how they were taking off certain words of the alphabet.
Really?
Yeah.
Certain words?
Or, like, letters, you know, from the alphabet.
Dictionary, you mean?
No, the alphabet.
Alphabet.
Dictionary, too.
Wait.
Certain. So, like, in Mexico,
uh-huh.
They took off, like, the ñ and then the double L from the alphabet.
Where? Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Like, it's not there no more?
They're not there.
What
no
is
more.
It, ñ?
ñ, yeah.
They still use it, no?
Yeah, they still use it, but it's not on the alphabet.
Really?
Yeah.
The alphabet.
Yeah.
So, on the alphabet, the ñ?
And the double L.
In Mexico or here?
Mexico.
Oh, because I know here they don't use that shit at all. No. Yeah. Like, example, my last name, it's Patiño. It has an ñ, so you say ño. Nyo. You know, kind of like roll them. Not roll the N, but Nyo. Nyo.
Like an N-I-O.
N-I-O, yeah. Nyo. Yeah, yeah, there you go. And German. Oh, no. The fuck I get Germans from here here in it, they don't put that, like, my ID doesn't have the N yet. Yeah. It's patino instead of patino, you know.
Yeah,
so they removed it then from the,
yeah, it was like a while back. And then, like, you know, when I was reading the book, I was like, damn, that's crazy. And then, like, one day I was just like, I was working, I don't know what the fuck I was doing, and then that thought just came to my head. I was like, damn, they can really just change the alphabet like that.
And who do you think is in charge of doing that? The big guys. Or girls, whatever they are.
Yeah, whatever. The fucking reptilians.
Yeah, right. The Mark Zuckerbergs of the world.
But he trained.
Oh, yeah,
Hopefully he's not that bad of a person. You know?
Hopefully he changes.
Yeah.
Right?
Hopefully he makes a badass jiu-jitsu app or something.
Damn. An app, a game? What do you think he could do? He could do a lot of shit with a shit, bro. His possibilities are endless.
Bro, right? Imagine if he made, like, a VR jiu-jitsu.
You think that'd be good or no?
I think so. But remember we were talking about that one time about the robot?
Oh, yeah, a robot. Yeah, because we're practicing on a dummy, and we're like, this is good, but, like, there's no resistance to it. And then we're like, Elon Musk makes a fucking, shit, they're already making sex robots, no? I don't know how that'll work.
I guess.
No, they are. There is
no,
sex,
yeah,
robots.
But, like, yeah, like,
there's even robot girlfriends,
like Boston Dynamics.
Okay,
they make robots. You know, bro, there's a robot that they used for the Spider-Man movies.
Really?
Like, he swings, like, he just swings and then he turns and shit.
The robot?
Yeah.
But how does he do it? He's hanging off of, like, a cord, right?
Yeah, but, okay, like, I guess he's programmed to, like, let go, lift his legs, you know. And
no
then,
shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking scary. So that robot can walk?
I don't know if it can walk. I think they might have, like, a couple different ones but. That one for sure can, like, fucking swing.
So it looks like a person doing, like, gymnastics or...
Yeah, bro, they just put the costume on him, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck? That's crazy. A robot.
A robot.
He doesn't talk, obviously, though, right?
Nah. It's just, like, you know, they do it from, like, for the scenes that are, like, far away, I guess. I don't know.
Mm, okay. Damn, that's crazy. The fuck?
Pinche robots.
That's funny, man.
We should do a podcast in Spanish one day.
Yeah? Hell yeah. That improved my Spanish, because I know a lot of people be, not roasting, but, like, they'll notice, like, his Spanish is, you know, I have that, I don't know, that Chicano Spanish, you know? Well, the way that I look at it, man, it doesn't really bother me much, because, an example I always say is whenever I was in Mexico, whenever I was over there, I told you, right? Whenever I was over there in Chichen Itza in Mexico, I went to the pyramids over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Mayans be staying at, right? That's where the Mayans be at. And different parts of Mexico, they have different accents, right?
Yeah.
Just like here, Southerners say, like, y'all, and sound more country and stuff, mm-hmm, like that. You know what I mean?
What about New Yorkers?
New Yorkers are assholes. They just don't give a fuck.
How do they sound, though?
Ayo, man. Nah, no. I can't do a New York accent. But thick as fuck. Thick, yeah, ass. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
oh, Boston.
You
ain't,
yeah, I can't do any of that. But you know they're not from here, is, yeah, what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So, like, whenever I was over there trying to, like, just talk to them, right? I was buying this statue. It's pretty cool. It's half jaguar, half serpent. They say, oh, it's medio jaguar, medio serpiente. And who'd be talking to me? And he's like, this is how you say this in their, I think it's a dialect that they talk. And, yeah, so it's a dialect that they talk. And he was telling me, you know, and I was repeating the word. And I couldn't get the word out. Like, I couldn't say it perfectly. And he kept correcting me. You know, he was chilling. Me and him were chilling. We're just having a conversation. But then there was this other Mayan dude that my mom was next to. My mom was, like, looking at some stuff that he was selling, right?
Yeah.
And then he told my mom, he was, like, giggling. He's like, hee-hee. He's like, ese niño habla chistoso. You know? in English, that means that Mayan dude was like, he told my mom, not knowing that was my mom, right? He's like, hee-hee. He's like, that dude talks funny, you know?
Yeah.
And I was over here trying to, like, really, like, process, like, how to say that word or whatever. But that gets back to, like, different accents. Like, he obviously, like, my Spanish is obviously, like, different, but he can still understand it in a way, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but they can tell you're not from there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even if, like, even if you were to go there, right? They'll probably say, Eres de DF, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You think so?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They'll be like, are you from Mexico City?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, yeah. No, no, yeah. You tell them, I am. I am.
See, well, it's because you said it in English, bro. I'm not going to, you know?
Eres de DF?
A wee wee.
A wee wee. Did they say that there or not? Yeah,
well, it's, you know, it's like a...
A wee wee.
Like a slang, you know? Because, like, you know, like...
That's a slang? A wee wee?
A wee wee.
First time I heard that shit was whenever I was in
Claro que por supuesto que yes.
Yeah. First time I heard that was whenever I was in Guerrero.
Yeah.
I was with just Edgar's family or whatever. There's this dude named, let's just say his name is Mario, mm-hmm. right? We're milking cows and shit like that. And every time we'd be I talk to him,
yeah.
instead of him saying "si," he'll, a wee wee, saying like ovio, yeah. you know? And I found that funny. I was like, that shit's funny. A wee wee. Yeah, they'll have like different phrases and stuff like that.
You know, like when I moved here from Mexico, well, obviously I didn't know fucking English, right? So like I learned English by, obviously like it, going to school.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
But like
were you in those Mexican classes?
Call it? Just Mexican classes, bro.
ESL? What do they call
it? ESL.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
English.
Or it was speaking. NAC, I think it was called.
Huh?
NAC,
okay.
NAC, New Arrival Center.
Okay, fresh off the boat.
Yeah,
fob. Oh, that's a
fob.
No, that's what he did answer.
No, I know, but
yeah.
It's funny. I had it
fresh off the boat. Yeah, but there's no boats from. Well, I mean, if you came from Mexico, it's like you just hop over some shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Compared to like
you
other
maybe
people.
Swim a little bit, you know, run,
yeah,
whatever.
A little swim. There you go.
Climb a cage.
Cool down. Yeah, cool down in the river.
Yeah. But I feel like I learned English by listening to music.
Oh, okay.
And like learning the lyrics.
By learning lyrics? Certain songs or anything that really helped you out?
I started getting really into rap.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Because like rap, I like the way that they would. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
I like the way they would, you know, like make the words rhyme.
Like Eminem and stuff?
Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think one of the first songs that I learned was Drop the World.
Drop the World? By who?
Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Shit, yeah, bro.
I'm not that hood, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, bro, shit, I don't know. But, I feel like, and you know, like, I didn't understand a lot of references that people made, you know, because of the culture. It was, like, completely different.
Yeah.
You know, like, bro, I didn't know what a Jolly Rancher was.
Really?
Yeah.
And you said Jolly Rancher?
Bro, I didn't know what the fuck they were saying. They were like, you want one? And I was like, the fuck? I was like, Jolly? I was like, that means, like, happy. And then Rancher, I was like, that's like a farmer. Like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, like.
You're a happy farmer. That's what
I was like,
you.
All right, guys.
You want to be a happy farmer?
Yeah.
I would like, be a Jolly Rancher.
You know?
Fuck yeah.
So, like, but, yeah, I don't know why I said that.
Mm. We're talking about that because we speak the same language, but you could just tell that someone's not from a certain area based on their tonality, slang.
It's like also certain, like in jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
we all talk jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
but we have different dialects.
Yeah, different dialects.
Or different accents.
Mm-hmm. Different accents, different approaches, different
ways. Yeah, ways of thinking, you know?
Yeah. Hell yeah. But at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. Like, let's say if you try to describe a move to me. And then, like you know how I like to say the Yoshi?
Yeah.
The knee knock.
The Joshi.
The knee knock, whenever you do the bow and arrow choke.
Yeah.
You bring your leg over, you know, you secure it. You do the knee knock. But to me, I'm like, what clicks in my head, I don't know, just because playing Super Mario, the way Yoshi, he moves his legs. That's whenever I see that, I'm like, that looks like... Like Yoshi when he's fucking flying, when he's running, he's moving his legs. So I called it the Yoshi, you know?
Sure, yeah.
In a way, I guess, you know, stuff like that, or even whenever doing like positions would be like, it always starts like, for me, what starts like a certain position, let's just say the arm bar from the S mount, right? So first you get on mount, right? You get on mount, and then I always say, we're wrestling, we're fighting, you know, like I'm moving up to high mount.
Yeah.
I always say, okay, like, you know, we'll be drilling the thing. I'm like, okay, we're here, we're wrestling, we're fighting. Boom, high mount. From high mount, I don't know, you fucking do the, you from high mount you go to S mount, you know, bring that one leg over, and then from there you were telling me recently that, you know, stay heavy on the person, take a shit, not literally take a shit, but like sit down, you know, put your weight on it, just sit down, and then from there, you know, just fall or whatever, hook that arm, boom. But my examples from there was was wrestling. Like, I would always start off like, oh, we're fighting, we're wrestling, before I did the move.
That's good, shit.
Yeah, stuff like that. Just like, I don't know, just how Drew was saying, hey, if that works, it works, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, have at it, you know? But, yeah, that just goes back to, like, you know, the Mayans, it was pretty funny. They were just like, oh, this dude, you know, they knew I wasn't from there. But what that came down to was, like, I don't mind them, like, laughing or whatever, that, like, my Spanish or whatever, because even... Like, at the end of the day, like, what the fuck does it matter? Like, you know what I mean? We're still talking the same language.
Like, bitch, you can understand what the fuck I'm saying. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Now you could choke him out.
Yeah, I could choke him out now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, an example, whenever I talk to Andrea, we'd be talking in Spanish. Okay. Sometimes she'll be, like, giggling, you know? Because I say a certain word, and then I'm like, what? She's like, oh, no, es que hablas, you should be, like, just be laughing, and then she'll tell me. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But my mom was like, oh, like, no, está bien, a mi hijo no le importa, you know, like. It doesn't faze me or whatever. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's still working on, like, you know, my Spanish, you know, just even me talking it.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, yeah, so, oh, yeah, that's what I said. Mm-hmm. Maybe just listen to more, like, music. More in Spanish. Music. And, yeah, you do have to speak it, though.
Yo, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, yeah. Because I only speak Spanish with my parents. Carlitos, Danny, and me, we only talk English or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't have that many people that I just talk Spanish. So, yeah, that'd be cool. We do a podcast in Spanish.
Yeah, because, like, my Spanish, I still practice it with my family.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
my mom, dad.
Your mom, dad. What about brothers and sisters?
English.
Right? You see? Yeah. You think that's like a... It just happens. I don't know. It's weird, right?
Bro, and it's crazy because the little one, Gohan,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, he, like, still talks in Spanish to my mom.
He's Spanish dominant?
Not really, not anymore.
But he just, like, talks Spanish to them.
He just he just started learning English, like, so quick because of my brothers and then now going to school.
Yeah.
Like, he starts, like, talking to them in English sometimes. Like, speaking to them in English, or, like, me, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I speak to him in English, too.
Sometimes. Okay.
So, like, I don't know, like, sometimes, this is crazy because, like, when I'm thinking to myself.
Uh-huh. What is it, Spanish?
English.
Okay.
But. When I'm in Mexico, or, like, when I used to be, when I had just moved here,
mm-hmm.
it was Spanish.
But then, you're thinking,
like,
Spanish.
I was, like, thinking and talking to myself in Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow or somewhere it changed.
Yeah, to English.
I don't know when.
Yeah.
And even now, like, you know, I'm speaking more English.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
More Spanish sometimes now.
Uh-huh.
But I still think to myself in English.
Okay. Like, still think yourself in English?
But I feel like my Spanish is still pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? For sure. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's good. What's it called? God damn. Homegirl out here fucking dancing, man.
For real. I need to learn how to dance.
No, dancing? Yeah, I think dancing is pretty cool, man.
Remember, like, yesterday, Chapa, he was like, when we started rolling?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it was like, no, I was asking for your hand.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I was over here talking to Mason.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, come on. Kind of like we're at the fucking... El
Chaparral.
Yeah, we're at the Chaparral, El Jarapeo, you know? That's especially where you do shit like that, El Jarapeo.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I went over there, man, in Mexico, bro, it was, I'm not going to lie, I was like, man, like, I could get shot. I could fucking get my ass beat up here. But it's just that's just a different aspect. Like, over there, it's, whenever I went with my friend, right, I was with my friend Edwin. It was Edgar's brother. It was just me and him. And I forgot how the fuck it was just me and him. We're just hanging out. We went out. And we're like, hey, let's go to Jarapeo. So we paid. We got into, like, where they'd be doing dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And what's it called? Those type of dances, you go there. I mean, obviously, like, if you go with your friends, you dance with your friends, right? You know, mm-hmm. you have a girlfriend, you dance with your girlfriend, right? Like, you know? But, like, it was just him and me, right? So we're like, it's just us. You know, we're just, like, you know, looking around. I'm dancing a little bit, vibing, you know, shit like that, whatever. But, and I was like, hey, man, go dance with her or whatever. He's like, man, I'm kind of scared. Like, you start dancing with some girl and then her guy sees. And we're in Mexico, bro. We're in Guerrero, you know? Like, if that motherfucker, like, he's like, oh, like, let's say he just go get some drinks. Next thing you know, he sees his girl. Because some girls, they'll just start dancing, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, it's
especially
not,
if, like, their guy don't know how to dance.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Even dancing, bro, it's like, it's asserting dominance.
Bro, dancing is... could dancing be a way of a fighting? Of
fuck
a fight?
Yeah. Yeah, dancing. That's what I was getting to. Well, not really getting to, but what it could tie into. Let's say if I was... Because over there, those things, bro... okay, so, like, over there is normal for them to just, you know, go up and be like, hey, you ask a girl to dance, whatever, mm-hmm. right? She'll dance. She'll either say yes or no, right? But for the most part, like, you know, you dance with her. She could have a boyfriend. She could not. You know, she doesn't have a boyfriend. You know, no hay pedo, right? It's whatever, right? You just dance with her.
No factor.
Yeah, no factor, right? But then sometimes there's don't even have a boyfriend, and then you'll dance with them, which is normal because dancing is not it doesn't have to be like a sexual thing. It's just a form of like expression, dancing. You could go dancing. You could be at like a family party. You dance with your cousin or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, or you could even dance with someone's girl, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're dating someone. Like, hey, can I dance? You know, with your girl. Like, you ask. Like, hey, is it okay?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. You know, like whatever. It's just a dance, you know. But some people don't look at it that way. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, especially over there, bro. Like, parties, drinks. You know, some people may be on some fucking coke or whatever.
True.
Yeah, you just don't know. And then it was just
why I do Sprite.
Yeah. Right. So I don't want to go to those, but like, first of all, like, for sure, learn how to dance. And yeah, I think dancing is really cool, man. Girls, if you know how to dance, bro, shit, a girl just like even more because of that, you know.
Yeah, especially like, it's a very like sexual experience, you know.
And I was over here saying it doesn't have to be a sexual, yeah.
But like, yeah, bro, because yeah, you know, like, sure. like mating, yeah, like mating. For animals and birds, yeah, yeah. you know, they like dance. They get to mate by dancing first.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know. So like, but yeah, you're right. Like, it doesn't have to.
Yeah, yeah, they impress. But the, like, they impress the.
But like. It's pretty close, you know, like...
No, oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's pretty close,
it's
yeah.
one of the, like, the... I don't know.
Like, those wild dances where you're just, like, close, you know, yeah, like yeah. those. Hell, yeah. Those dances.
Bro, now here, you know, like, girls twerking and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't know, that's a form of dancing, but...
Yeah? That's a form of dancing, right? But, like...
But, like, it's literally kind of like you're having sex with clothes on.
Yeah?
You know?
Yeah, you're just pretty much just... grinding it out. You're just grinding it out, you know.
Yeah,
hell yeah. So learn how to dance and you're mating.
Learn how to dance, learn how to fight.
Mm-hmm. And your mating percentage will go up.
Yeah,
I don't see why not. I mean, it's necessary, you know. If you know how to dance, it's cool. I say it's a flex, honestly. It's pretty cool, you know what I mean. Yeah, you can just go dance wherever.
Sure, we're gonna have to like take some dancing classes.
Yeah, some dancing classes, man. I'm going to have to find some girls that know how to dance. Teach me how to dance.
There's this girl on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Or not TikTok. Instagram. And she teaches you how to dance, like, I think bachata or mm-hmm. just anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
She puts, like, tape on the floor.
Yeah, like and steps
then,
and stuff.
Yeah, and then yeah. you just follow them.
That's sweet. That's yeah. actually dope. Let's dance on the mat today.
I'm down.
The swim drills and shit
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Right.
Well, shit, guys.
Yeah, this podcast has been going for like a little bit more than 30. We're trying to go for like not too long, like beforehand, you know, where we do too much time. Because, I mean, we do got to get ready for later in about an hour. It's 35 right now.
Facts.
So, yeah, we got class in like 15 minutes.
We're
going
to go fucking learn how to kill.
Yeah, we're going to go practice some deadly precisions again. But, yeah, it was a nice thing.
We're
going
to go learn some, keep expanding our art.
Yeah, keep expanding our art, letting it flow to you, whether you're an Alfredo guy, a marinara guy, you know. We're all eating pasta at the end of the day.
Facts.
So, well, yeah, guys, is there anything you want to plug in? Anything you want to say to the viewers, the listeners, the guys, the gals?
Yeah, for sure. Just follow us on our social media. We got a couple Instagram accounts, so just bear with me.
Yeah.
The No Name Podcast.
For sure, this is...
At the No Name Podcast, mm-hmm. at Patino the Latino, at Ooh, Patino no. Ames, at Patino... Patino Eats.
Yep.
And at HTXBJJ at 98 Emiliano _ 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about
Rogan.
It.
Rogan.
At Roganashi. Go get a free class at our school mm-hmm. at Hillian Gracie Energy Corridor.
Hell yeah.
Tell them we sent you guys.
Yeah, tell them Emmy and Pat.
If y'all trying to go beat us up, you know, y'all know where to find us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.
We really appreciate it.
And you got anything, bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever you're saying the social media is like, I have three, but I really only have two.
Oh, facts.
I have three because one of them is just, that's just like, I just use that one for like, you know, just. Some cool friends, some, you know, stuff I want to see or whatnot.
Well, y'all ain't going to get followed, so.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. If we're cool, you know, you get a follow on there. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Patino Ames, Patino Eats. Yes,
yeah, it's like same thing with mine. The other one,
mm-hmm.
the 98.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Hell yeah. I feel it. I fucks with it. Well, all right, man. Well, we just finished up this episode. It was nice talking to you, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
Nice talking to you. We had some good, bro. Today was a good day, man.
Facts.
It's always a good day, man. It's never a bad day to have a good day.
Ooh.
Right?
Right.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. We'll catch y'all later. Stay blessed. Have fun. Stay safe. Stay dangerous.
Hell yeah.
Adios. Wink, bye. Wink. Wink, wink.